And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. Whoo, boy, it's like drinking through a fire hose tonight with the NBA. We got so many games, so much madness tonight. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me, Mo DeKeel. Mo, we can't waste any time because the Celtics and the Knicks took up all of it.
All of it.
OT. Shoot, man. This was one of those games where I'm sitting on my couch. We probably use the term jaw-dropping moments too much. I felt like there were so many in this game for good, like the Obi Toppin in transition, unbelievable, to the threes that were made, and then just the mistakes that were made. But I think we have to start with the end of regulation, where the Knicks found themselves up six with 26 seconds left. And the Celtics went on, they scored 10 points in the final 26 seconds to tie this game. How did this happen, Mo?
I think Kemba forgot who he was playing for. I think he saw the Celtics jerseys like, oh yeah, my teammates. Because he had trouble bringing the ball up on two different possessions, the turnovers, it turned into buckets for the Celtics. It was just watching it, I was just like, man, what the hell is going on with Kemba? And it's one of those things where it's like, there were, even in the final minute, Andrew, there were times where I'm like, all right, the Knicks got this in the bag. This game's over. You know, the Celtics give up a layup to Evan Fournier for the Knicks to go up four within a few seconds left. Then Jaylen Brown hits a three from just the edge of the Knicks logo. You know, they're down one. It was a missed, or excuse me, then they make two, Randall makes two free throws. They can't cover with 4.8 seconds left. The Celtics have no timeouts. The Knicks completely forget that they have to just defend the three-point line.
Or do the right thing. And what's that? What's the right thing to do?
Foul.
Foul.
And the crazier thing is they had their opportunity. Tatum gets the ball and falls.
Falls down. Pretty easy.
Fournier just leaves Schroeder alone to run. I think it was to help Tatum up. I don't even think it was. By the way, Fournier, another former Celtics. I'm just saying it might have been seven Celtics on the court and three Knicks. I don't know. It's possible. But like, you know, Jay Tatum gets it to Schroeder. Schroeder kicks it ahead to Smart, and Smart drills the three at the buzzer to tie the game. Just that alone was like, it's like, what the hell is going on?
I could not believe that. What, it was just a crazy turn of events. And that was like, there were moments where it's like, man, this is great basketball. And then there were moments where like, man, this is horrendous basketball. And that was the end of regulation. Was just like, man, this is like the Knicks just kind of let the Celtics back in the game. And then in the first overtime, I was just laughing. By even the fourth three that went down, it was just hilarious at that point. And then they get all the way to I think seven for seven, both teams, into that first overtime. And then somehow the bottom dropped out. No shots fell after that. But the first seven was just unreal.
It was just nobody could miss. And then everybody missed. It was literally just, it was polar opposites within, you know, it was like the light went on and said, okay, now let's show everybody what it looks like when we can't make shots. The guys were tired. The legs were really getting to them. I mean, at this point, you know, nobody had subbed in for probably since like the 4 or 5 minute mark in the fourth quarter even. So like, you could just tell these guys were beginning to get gassed for both teams. Their legs aren't ready for this. It's game two of the regular season, Andrew. Their legs weren't ready for this.
No. And the Knicks were closing a lot with this Obi Toppin, Julius Randle front court. What did you think about that?
I thought Obi was great, man, especially considering where he kind of came from last season to this year. Like, His energy was awesome. He was running up and down the court, was making kind of great hustle plays, all of that. Like, I was blown away by that. I don't know how often you'll be able to get away with both Randle and Toppin on the court at the same time. It worked tonight, but a lot of it had to do with, I just think Obi brought a ton of energy. And the thing is, the crowd loved it too. Like, oh, they were getting hyped up. They were chanting Obi, Obi. Like, they were going nuts. I mean, I think it's fun to watch when the young guys kind of begin to start taking steps. And I'm not saying he's taking a leap or anything, but just you saw improvement from his game, and it was just fun to watch Andrew tonight.
Yeah, it was. And then Mitchell Robinson, they ended up closing that second overtime with Mitchell, and I thought he was tremendous too. I mean, just clearing the boards. He had 17 rebounds tonight, 5 of those on the offensive end. I thought he was tremendous. Really, the two young centers that were on the floor, I thought played really well. I thought Time Lord was spectacular tonight for the Celtics. He's probably someone that won't get talked about a ton, but he was 16, 10, 3 assists, 3 steals, 5 blocks tonight. I thought he was an absolute menace on the defensive end to the Knicks, and I just thought he played really well. I think that he took a nice step forward, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing, both him and Robinson, their issues are generally health, right? Can they stay healthy is really the bigger question, more than what they can do, because we all kind of feel comfortable with what they can do and how they can progress and develop. It just comes down to, like, guys, you know, can you got to be on the court to develop. You got to be on the court to show us these things. And they both looked good. And you were right on Williams, just kind of being that presence around the rim, that rim protector, making it difficult on drives, on, you know, contesting everything. I thought, you know, overall, like, this was sometimes this game was sloppy, but overall, this was just a great game, you know, and
fun
stuff, you know, just fun stuff was happening all through the night. Like, I was really kind of blown away with it. And, you know, I wasn't ready myself. Those guys' legs weren't ready. My brain wasn't ready for another overtime, Andrew.
I know. I was not ready for that either. On the Knicks side, Julius Randle was spectacular. 35 points, 8 boards, 9 assists, as well as Evan Fournier, who hit a ton of big-time shots. 32 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, 4 steals. But the guy who I thought the guy who's looked the best so far this season has been Giannis. Giannis was unbelievable. But the second best player that I've seen so far this season in this very, very young, small sample size season
two games
is Jaylen Brown was the man. And the Celtics are in this interesting spot where they don't really have a primary facilitator there, and they're using Schroeder a lot, but he's not quite that. And they're going to use Marcus Smart a lot, but he's not quite that either. And it kind of defaulted to, like, this is Jaylen Brown's show. And he was spectacular. 46 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals, and a block. I thought he was so tremendous. And I don't want to just kill Jason Tatum right now, because he was not the Jason Tatum that we're used to. But I really just want to give some shine to Jaylen Brown, who unfortunately had to miss the end of last season and had kind of struggled with, there were COVID protocols, there was injury, there was just all these things just surrounding Jaylen Brown. And then you get to see him on night one do something like that, like, legendary status. That was amazing.
I mean, what's even more impressive was he's been out the past 10 days with COVID. They were talking about it on the broadcast.
Right. Like, right.
You know, he was fairly pretty free of symptoms, except struggling to breathe, which, I don't know, kind of a big deal. Just my own opinion. You know, and but he was talking about it, but he came in and didn't miss a beat, and it wasn't even like he started out slow or anything. He came out right away out of the gates and was cooking. Had, you know, 3 threes, I think, to start the game. Had a big bucket down, you know, in the and this is all in the first quarter, but just kind of building up. And then we saw what he did down the stretch, like I said before, the 3 when they were down 4, everything. Like, he was phenomenal. I think, you know, I'm with you on that. I think it was just, he can do it. You know, this is something he can do on I want to say nightly basis, but he's going to be nights where he's going to explode. And this just happened to be one of them. And, man, the Celtics needed every point he could give and then some.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, if Tatum just has an average night, it's a pretty easy win for the Celtics. Like, the Celtics looked good.
If he had just a below average night, Like, you know, I mean, he was he was terrible tonight, like just even slightly below average, and they probably win this game. He went 2 for 15 from 3, 7 of 30 from the field. But I want to say the one thing that, because you mentioned it, and this is the one thing that scares me about the Celtics, I think they're going to need that primary facilitator at times. I don't trust them without this, because there were times where a lot of their offense looked like last year's offense, where it became a lot of one-on-one, my turn to start doing stuff. And I think that's going to be something I'd worry about for the Celtics.
Yep. All right, let's fire through. We've got 2 minutes now on the clock, Motokeel. Let's fire through and get through as many of these as we can. Sacramento Kings win against the Portland Trailblazers. Dame goes 0 of 9 from 3. Any feedback? King, does this mean Kings play in?
Easy. We've seen Kings do these types of things before. You know, what was more shocking was Damian Lillard missing a three at the buzzer to tie it. That was kind of more surprising. But give the Kings credit. Went in there, took the game on the road, game one. Good start for them. Let's see how it kind of progresses.
MVP Nikola Jokic goes into Phoenix. Just takes the game, man. 27 points, 13 boards. Only 2 assists and 2 steals, but selfish. Just a spectacular night. Too selfish from Jokic.
No, he was great tonight. And I thought they got a lot of good stuff. I thought Will Barton brought a ton of energy. It looked at times like the Suns were about to kind of blow this thing over, but the Nuggets kind of kept pounding away and eventually just went on a big run.
Sixers beat the Pelicans in their first game. Embiid was spectacular, 22 points. 6 boards, 5 assists. But the guys that everybody wants to talk about weren't there. No Ben Simmons, no Zion Williamson. Obviously, Ben Simmons was suspended. Zion Williamson is not healthy enough to play. But their teams continue to press on.
They soldier on without him.
I know. Such a crazy, crazy time.
But one thing we got to mention, Korkmaz went off in the second half. I mean, he had 4 threes, had finished with 22 points. Like, he was a tough cover for New Orleans tonight.
Korkmaz is good, man. He's been improving every year. Really close win for the Hornets against Indiana off a free throw there at the end of the game from PJ Washington to win. Nice win there for Charlotte at home. Too close for comfort win for Chicago against Detroit, where neither of them crack 100. And the Houston Rockets and the Thunder get blown out just as expected. Anything else from this night strike you?
Yeah. Part of the plan. That was it.
Mo, thanks so much for joining me tonight on this Daily Ding episode. Again, if you are listening to this for the first time on the Athletic NBA Show feed, thank you so much for joining us. This will continue to drop on this feed right here just for you. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And Mo, take us out.
Ding, ding.